of the Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Time reflection, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening. Although I shall not be present at this historic summit meeting, I present this in the hope that our great nations may learn to live in peace.
Welcome, everyone, to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by yours truly, Savoir Fair. I am back after a 4th of July break, which I hope you got to enjoy in some manner, despite the current COVID-19 crisis. Have to admit, it was a little bit strange to not have local fireworks or the Boston Pops, but I did check out Hamilton on Disney Plus. In fact, I watched it twice. I was fortunate enough to catch the off-Broadway production at the Boston Opera House back in 2018, but the recorded version features the original cast and unique camera angles that you would not otherwise experience live. So that was a nice dynamic. Also, the $7 Disney's charging is far less than what I paid for a ticket, but I have no regrets. I am worth it. I've got another themed show for you this evening. My last show featured a tribute to the classic 80s sci-fi movie Blade Runner, starring Harrison Ford. This week I've got two celebrations lined up for you, the first being an homage to another classic 80s sci-fi thriller, Escape from New York, which was released 39 years ago tonight, July 10th, 1981. The other celebration is for the release of one of the greatest albums of all time, not just the 80s. Ultravox's Vienna, released 40 years ago tomorrow, and the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. How about that for a segue? Even though you now know the answer to the SquidPod 80s Trivia, the Question of the Week, here it is nonetheless. 40 years ago tomorrow, Ultravox released their most successful British album and first to feature lead singer Midge. The album reached the top 10 in 6 countries and included Ultravox's first singles to chart. Name the album. And the answer is Vienna. The album peaked at number 3 in the UK. Singles from Vienna include Sleepwalk, which reached number 29 in the UK, Vienna, which reached number 2, and Passing Strangers, which reached number 57 on the UK singles chart. Vienna, the single, reached number 1 in 3 countries and the top 10 in 7. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio to get a jump on the SquidPod's 80s trivia question of the week, as well as other cool 80s related info. And while you're doing that, let's start the show with a bank robbery.
In 1988, the crime rate in the United States rises 400%. The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country. A 50-foot containment wall is erected along the New Jersey shoreline, across the Harlem River, and down along the Brooklyn shoreline. It completely surrounds Manhattan Island. All bridges and waterways are mined. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped around the island. There are no guards inside the prison, only prisoners and the worlds they have made. The rules are simple. Once you go in, you don't come out.
S.D. Pliskin. American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Blight. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero. Police Commissioner.
Bob Houck.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, please.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The President was on board.
President what?
It's not funny, Pliskin. You go in, find the President, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
What did I teach you?
You are Duke of New York. You're A number one.
I can't hear you.
You are the Duke of New York. You're A number one.
What were you doing back there, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Well, why didn't you ask me? Hell, I know everybody in this town. Yes, sir, I've been driving this cab for 30 years, this very same cab.
I'm gonna ask you. Now, where's the President?
The Duke got him. Everybody knows the Duke's got him. You don't have to put a gun to my head, I'll tell you.
Who's the Duke?
The Duke? The Duke of New York, A number one. The big man, that's who.
Now I want to meet this Duke.
You can't meet the Duke. Are you crazy? Nobody gets to meet the Duke. You meet him once and then you're dead.
The Duke!
Way number one.
You're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 WMFO Medford. As noted at the beginning of the show, tonight I'm featuring two celebrations of 80s culture, one musical and the other cinematic, which you just heard in the first set. We heard two tracks from the soundtrack to John Carpenter's Escape from New York, which was released tonight, July 10th of 1981. As you may already know, John Carpenter composes the scores for his movies. One of the best examples, arguably, is the theme to his 1978 blockbuster horror Halloween. His signature sound is dark synth and is heavily influenced by artists like Tangerine Dream, whose work he shared with Alan Howarth, who co-wrote the score with Carpenter. Carpenter had a slow start to his cinematic career, but after the success of Halloween, he was able to pursue personal interests, Escape from New York being one of them. Carpenter originally wrote the movie in the mid-70s in response to the Watergate scandal, but wasn't able to find anyone to produce it. The movie stars Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken, Lee Van Cleef, Donald Pleasence, Ernest Borgnine, Isaac Hayes, Adrian Barbeau, who was once married to John Carpenter, and Harry Dean Stanton. While the story is set in New York, it was filmed almost entirely in St. Louis. It was a critical as well as commercial success and is considered a cult classic. If you are unfamiliar with the movie, your homework assignment this weekend is to watch it. The first track we heard was The Bank Robbery. That scene was dropped from the theatrical release, and so that track was not included on the original soundtrack from 1981, but is included on the 2000 re-release. We then wrapped up the set with The Duke Arrives / Barricade, featuring a small montage of sound bites from Isaac Hayes, who played the Duke, and Donald Pleasence as the President of the United States. There was also a small soundbite of dialogue between Cabby, played by Ernest Borgnine, and Snake, played by Kurt Russell. In the background, you're listening to the main title of the movie. Again, all songs written and performed by director John Carpenter and Alan Howarth. I've got one more song from the movie that I'll bookend the show with, but right now I'm going to start the second set with our second celebration of the night, a 40th anniversary tribute to Ultravox's Vienna.
Sleepwalk.
vain. We dance in the dark, sing in the rain. Time on our hands, hope in our hearts.
We were taught from him, was it strange?
Moments caught across an empty road.
Wasted dreams,
silent and proud, moments unknown, lost in a crowd, running through memories like thieves in the night, clutching emotions, holding too tight. All turns to dust, shattered. is weaving. Haunting notes, pizzicato strings, the rhythm is calling. Empty silence. The warmth of your hand and the cold gray sky, it fades to the distance. We'll be right back.
oder ein Blind mit einem Stock. Vielleicht starb er vor Jahren in einem anderen Fall. Heute kann man es unmöglich wissen. Ich fragte ihn nach der Zeit, aber als er sich umdrehte, sah ich, dass er es gar nicht war. Ich suche immer noch. Ich suche immer noch.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, bringing you the best of the 80s each and every Friday night at 10 p.m. on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We are still pre-recording our broadcast, so if you have any questions or comments, please do not call into the station for the simple reason that no one's there to take your call. Instead, feel free to drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at squidpodradio. We kicked off the last set with tonight's featured artist Ultravox, whose fourth studio album, Vienna, will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of its release tomorrow, the 11th. Vienna was Ultravox's first album to feature lead singer Midge Ure, formerly of Slick, New Kids, Visage, and he even had a brief stint with Thin Lizzy. In the background, you're listening to Astrodyne. That's the first track on the album. We heard Sleepwalk, Passing Strangers, and the absolutely amazing title track and their biggest single, Vienna. And then we finished up with Herr X, the German version of Mr. X. Herr X is one of the B-sides to the 12-inch version of Vienna. Speaking of B-sides, this next track from Ultravox is a cover of Brian Eno.
Thank you. nicotine, sucking breath from nicotine, standing tall against the crowd we side, taking turns on telephones, living lies and other homes, listening for the passionate replies.
Suddenly we find ourselves talking for a long time. Our voices are
the sign of a Libra.
Well, I'm on the go. I'm the sexy sign, it calls Scorpio.
Well, I'm 5'2"
and I'm 5'3".
Hey, what do you know?
I'm 5'4". We're not gonna function, we're not the gap, but we're the Sugar Hill girls with the gangster rap.
And we're not the sheep off the Sugar Hill, we're the sequence girls with the gangster thrill.
Oh, we're three of a kind and we're lots of fun. As the sequence girls, we're number one.
Tick tock, whoa, drop, just can't stop that body rock.
And you know that
I can't stop that body rock. Drop, just can't stop that body rock.
And you know that
I can't stop that body rock. We rock you high and we rock you well. We rock you better.
hotter than Southern Belle. When I say ring, ding, dong, come on, Shirley the Pearl, get on the microphone. The pearl and I'm ready to go. I'm gonna shock the house like Curtis Blow. I came to earth to freaking make it groove, cause all I wanna do is see your body move. Like Magic Johnson, young Casanova fly, hitting 42 points with tears in his eyes. MVP, cause he rocked the game, and now his name will go down in the Hall of Fame. I went back to heaven when I got the news, all the people on earth was hip to my groove. I came back down to shock the world, cause I'm better known as the Wonder Girl. Like a hot house, shoot 'em up, have you any guns? I'm the top of tea of love, and they call me number one. Bob Black Sheet, have you any land? I'm sure the pearl and rock Superman. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which way you wanna go? I'm going straight to the top, check it out. I keep a step, I rock you high and I rock you well. I rock you better than Southern Belle. When I say ring, ding, dong, come on, Angie B, get on the microphone. Ring, ding, dong, hey! I'm walking down the street in a neighborhood. All the fellas are lady, you know you look good, cause you're vicious and you're right on time. The frame of your body just blew my mind. It's Angie B, the chocolate star, and I taste a little sweeter than the Hershey bar. Go on, so on, I'm a sweet blackberry, cause I'm rocking the sign called Sagittarius. To express myself and let you know, I'm a vicious lady from head to toe. Where my hair is neat with my pretty face, my shining eyes are right in place. My luscious arms, oh so smooth, and my knee waist to help my hips to groove. Where my thighs are on, my legs are neat, you should see me tip on my tender feet. I rock you high, I rock you well, I rock you better than Southern Belle. When I say ring, ding, dong, come on Blondie, get on the microphone. A devastated queen of the mic, you see. I was once mistaken, that's Goldilocks. To make all your fellas I feel real hot, I'll rock with you and you'll rock with me, and we'll both rock it to the break of day. You see, I am sweet as can be, to make all the fellas feel real easy. Cause when I start to talk my stuff, I talk it till you don't get enough. I'm a double stack burger with lots of meat, you can check me out from head to feet. I said I rock on the mic with my gangster voice. I can't help it, cause I have no joy. Said I talk more noise than how I could say. I talk it like that to make it fellas, yeah, a bonjour,
bonjour.
Sassoon. Sassoon, I like to see the fellas swim so neat, so petite. I'm sure you find me all so sweet. Bonjour, Sassoon, I like to see the fellas swim so neat, so petite. I'm sure you find me all so sweet. Tick tock, roll drop, just can't stop that body rock.
Bye.
You've been listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's dual celebration of John Carpenter's Escape from New York, which was released 39 years ago this evening, and the 40th anniversary of one of the greatest albums of all time by one of the most cutting-edge artists of all time, Ultravox's Vienna, which was released July 11th, 1980. Let's quickly chat about what you've just heard in the last set. We started with Ultravox's cover of Brian Eno's King's Lead Hat. That was a B-side to the 12-inch single of Passing Strangers. We then heard the 12-inch version of All Stood Still. The second B-side from the 12-inch version of Vienna, Passionate Reply, followed. And of course, no episode of Songs from the Squid Pod would be complete without the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, which was Sequence, also known as The Sequence. We heard their 1980 single, And You Know That, their second after their 1979 hit, Funk You Up. And if Funk You Up reminds you of Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk, well, it did to them as well, and there's still a copyright infringement claim against Mars. Wrapping up the set was the 80s hair metal band of the week, Y&T, and their biggest hit, Summertime Girls, which 35 years ago this week made its debut on the US Hot 100, eventually reaching number 55. I'm going to leave you with one last track from the Escape from New York soundtrack. There are only two songs on the soundtrack not written by Carpenter and Howarth, one being Claude Debussy's Engulfed Cathedral and the other from Nick Castle, who co-wrote the movie with Carpenter. If Castle's name does not ring a bell, you may be more familiar with his role as Mike Myers, the psychopath from Halloween. Stay safe, everyone, and have a good weekend.
Shoot a cop with a gun. The Big Apple is plenty of fun. Stab a priest with a fork, and you'll spend your vacation in New York. Rob a bank, take a truck. You can get here by stealing a bun. This is bliss. It's a war. Money, everyone's coming to New York. No more Yankees. Strike the word from your ears. End the roulette. There's no more opera at the Met. This is hell.
Of the Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire.
Call me Snake.
On 91.5 WMFO in Medford.